Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, folks, we're back. Judge Andrew Napolitano hadn't been on in years. Got a lot to cover. He's with us in about 6 minutes. But right now, let's play a few clips from this part two of Tucker Carlson's new amazing anti-false flag program, The Plot Against the People. Here's a few clips.
So the Republican Party, I just want them to hear this message. Look at this crowd. We are the people that you must represent, or we're going to replace you with patriots.
And so that's what January the 6th was all about. It was just about making sure that if you called yourself a conservative, that you stood with the conservative movement. And unfortunately, it spiraled out of control. We coordinated with the U.S. Capitol Police nearly every day. A lot of people don't know that Stop the Steal actually had a permit on the Capitol grounds. So not the Capitol itself and not the Capitol Plaza, the Capitol grounds, Lot 8, we had a permit. So let's just imagine this. 20 to 50,000 people inside the president's park. We're sitting there at the very front. I'm dead center of the president, front row. A Trump campaign staffer walks up to me and says, you know, I'll leave. There are people leaving the overflow. And there are already tens of thousands of people at the U.S. Capitol. With your presence and the presence of Alex Jones, why don't you guys walk down Pennsylvania, gather people together.
We're coming for creatures!
And then position them for your rally on Lot 8. I wasn't at the Capitol when it descended into chaos. And that's only by God's grace, because I was scheduled to be there. Secret Service let us out at a point where we would have been there when the first punch was thrown. And that's strange. The only reason that we weren't there is because we stopped and gave an impromptu speech.
We're building America up. We're here to take our rightful country back.
I get a text from the campaign that you should get there and de-escalate because things are not going well. So we started to approach the side of the Capitol where no protests had happened in November, no protests had happened in December. All I thought was, I need to get them to the other side, and I need to get them to Lot 8.
Let's march around to the other side!
And all we have are equipped with are megaphones.
Yeah, let's not fight the police and give the system what they want!
Maybe 1,000 people are listening to us.
Come off the stands!
Out of 75 to 100,000 people there in front of us. And it was a very helpless feeling.
We need to not have the conversation.
As a psychological operations officer, we may or may not be interested in influencing an insurrection in other countries. If you were going to do that hypothetically, you wouldn't do that by telling a group of 1 million people to come to the Capitol, peaceably assemble, and just bring your American flag.
We can't be disrespectful.
So if that was an insurrection, it was the most poorly conducted insurrection ever.
If it wasn't an insurrection, then what was it?
Special Operations uses the military deception tactic of a false flag abroad against the enemies of America. A false flag is any time you want to frame another group so that you can then take action against that group. It is my opinion that false flags have happened in this country, one of which may have been January 6th.
And DHS says the coming 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks and religious holidays later this year could be catalysts for violence.
Fear is one of the biggest tactics used in psychological operations. So what we're seeing is fear being used to manipulate the military to see millions of Americans as domestic terrorists and to try to just silence people. There is a fear that if you are a conservative and you're in the military, that you will be singled out, that you will be looked at with suspicion, that your clearance may be in question.
All right, folks, and that's why they're having these litmus tests about the shots, and litmus tests about critical race theory, and then saying it doesn't exist. This is a takeover. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they tried to psyop us on January 6th. It didn't go off as big as the feds wanted, but it almost did. And now they're trying to use it as the pretext to really come after us all. And that will be after they stage big false flags. It's important to expose the fact of false flags existing so that we know what to look for. And so we know that if they pull it, they're the ones that are behind it. They have the history of it, and they have the motive. And they're preparing us for it.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. BrainForce Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we covered in the last hour with one of the main researchers from Tucker Carlson's incredibly important, seminal national piece on false flags, as my mission in the last 28 years to expose false flags as one of the main ways the globalists would come to power, to now see it on the mass scale reaching tens of millions of people, is another real sign of our success, and all glory goes to God when it comes to the whole spiritual front. But God works through us. God works through you. And it's been your tireless support of the broadcast and your prayer, your word of mouth, and your financial support buying products that has kept us in attack formation. Because we're not on the defense, we're on the offense going after the globalist. All you got to be willing to do is take action, do your research, and be willing to go to prison or die. I'm here to do it. I'm not the hero. I would die to do this, and I certainly might. But that's okay, because that's where I want to be. These people must be met. They must be faced. They must be dealt with. They are enemies. And denying we're under attack or trying to join the enemy is delusional. This is pure evil. Your soul's real. Get right with God. But I have to tell you, it is all coming to a head. And out of all the painful things we've been through together as a family, and that's all you, the viewers and listeners and our stations and the crew, we are a family. It is so satisfying to see so many really well-known, successful people put their careers on the line to tell the truth and be good people. Like Joe Rogan now is doing. I told you a year ago, Joe's totally waking up. As soon as he's in a position to tell the truth, he's going to do it. He's done it. I told you. Told you the same thing years ago about Tucker Carlson. They're like, well, you got Tucker Carlson at your office 10 years ago. That guy wears a bow tie. He's kind of a liberal Republican. I said, no, Tucker's waking up. I know when somebody's for real and when they're not. And it's not like those of us that woke up before somebody else can get mad at those that weren't totally awake before. This is a process. What matters is they wake up. That means they weren't evil. They just weren't aware of all this because they were projecting their own goodness onto people. Joe Rogan's a really nice, hardworking, good guy. So is Tucker Carlson. Just a family guy. And for them to really come to grips with this has been a process. They're just as smart as I am, or smarter. Now, once they've got it, they don't need Alex Jones. They call me up and tell me, you know, hey, you see this, you see that, especially Joe. I mean, he is really, really awake, and that's exciting. But don't think it's just Joe Rogan or, you know, somebody like Tucker Carlson that's going to save us. It's going to be you and your word of mouth and you speaking out and you saying no to this system that's launching all the COVID hysteria and the forced injections and all the tyranny because they are in a serious panic mode. Now, there's a big article on InfoWars.com I'm going to cover when we come back. And it's in there in the printer, guys. and it deals with what I told you was coming next. What did I say was coming next? After they said you can give it to five and ups. What did I say they were going to do? Let me show you. Let me get my phone and I'll show you right here. I'll do it this way. It's on Infowars.com, but I'll just do it this way on air. It's a big deal. And I'm going to show it to you right now. Okay, overhead shot, please. Here's our top story on Infowars. See it right there. San Francisco becomes first city in the world to mandate COVID injection for children. Five and up. And we can just put the Infowars.com article up. I will be absolutely as happy as a pig, and you know what. So, that's kind of a big deal, isn't it? Kind of a big deal. Kind of a huge deal. Stories on Infowars.com. There it is. San Francisco becomes first city in the world to mandate COVID injection for children 5 to 11. You see, I told you, it doesn't just mean, oh, idiot parents can give it to their children. It means they're coming for your children, and they're going to try to make them do it. And this is an act of total and complete war against humanity. And so, yeah, people better come out and speak out. People better say no. People better get in the face of these folks. But just look at what a godless, demonic, evil city San Francisco is. A city run by pedophiles. A city filled with needles and human feces. A rotting, open sore. A wound on America's flesh. A wound on earth. A wound on humanity. And they want to take what they've done in San Francisco and make it even worse. They want to take that and they want to duplicate it across the planet over and over and over and over again. And I just sat here the last month saying, as soon as they, for Halloween, as I told you they would, I predicted it, make the announcement that they're coming for our children with the FDA, and they did it on the eve of Halloween. Within a week, I said, California will start announcing, and San Francisco's its real capital, its satanic center, its temple, that they're coming to try to make your five-year-olds take it to go in a restaurant or to go to the mall or to go to the doctor or to get on a train or do anything. This is pure evil, and it erases their immune system. And 86% of children suffered adverse reaction to Pfizer COVID vaccine in clinical trial. It's now breaking from a whistleblower, and they covered the whole thing up. And now this report by Greg Reese.
Enemy, one that is antagonistic to another, something harmful or deadly. For those with eyes to see, humanity is currently under attack by an antagonistic and deadly foe, an enemy that must hide in the shadows to survive. But there is always a money trail, and money is their only real power. So to find the real enemy, we must follow the money. In the documentary Monopoly, Who Owns the World, Tim Geelan does an excellent job of doing this. While there appears to be hundreds of independent companies producing food, they are practically all owned by the same small group of companies. These companies are controlled by their top shareholders. Financial institutions such as Berkshire Hathaway, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. This is also who owns Silicon Valley, big tech, the airline industry, the steel industry, agriculture, the textile and clothing industry, both the oil and solar panel industry, tobacco, alcohol, pharmaceutical, electronics, and banking. Just about everything in today's modern world is owned and controlled by these same financial institutions, who are also invested in each other, forming a pyramid of financial power topped by BlackRock and Vanguard. BlackRock loans money to the Federal Reserve Bank, advises them, and developed their software system. BlackRock itself is owned by Vanguard, and Vanguard, sitting on top of the world pyramid, keeps its shareholders private. But we know that the majority of wealth has been accumulated by inheritance and monopoly. and the same few families have owned most of the world for generations. Families such as Rothschild, Rockefeller, DuPont, Morgan, and Bush. Operating through nonprofit foundations, these unelected families are able to rule over the world like kings. This is the way it has always been, whether it be via pharaoh, royalty, papal supremacy, dictator, or investment banker. Mankind has always been managed by the rich and powerful. Freedom is a dream yet to be fully realized in this world. After the American Revolution, our forefathers gave us the tools to realize this dream of self-governance in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Tools that will be stripped away unless mankind decides to stand and face their enemy.
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
The report is Know Your Enemy. It's on InfoWars.com. Get it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Super awake and super angry and super determined. Judge Andrew Napolitano, a great patriot of liberty, is going to be joining us here in about 60 seconds. And I got so much to ask him about what's happening in the world, but let me just hit this article so you know about it. We'll also ask him about this. San Francisco becomes first city in the world to mandate COVID injection for children 5 to 11. It's not just you can give it to children now. They're going to try to make children take it. Talk about Nuremberg violation. Talk about destroying free will. Talk about evil. Then after Judge Napolitano leaves us, I'm going to host some of the fourth hour with the global bombshell in this big study put up with the Department of Molecular Bioscience at the Werner Glenn Institute of Stockholm University about the vaccine spike protein destroying your DNA. It doesn't just change it. It destroys it irrevocably. So we're going to talk about that some as well. Well, I've been wanting to get him on for years. He came on, gosh, got to be 8-9 years ago, a few times. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Knapp, judgenapp.com. And, of course, you can find him on YouTube, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and a longtime Fox favorite. And we've got a bunch of stuff he's on with us about here in the next 45 minutes. The role of government in our lives, the separation of powers, government secrecy and torture. He's agreed to talk about it all. And the FBI's unconstitutional behavior. Thank you so much for coming on, Judge. Good to have you here with us.
Alex, what a pleasure to be with you, my friend. It has been about 7 or 8 years. The last time I came on, all hell broke loose. But now I'm free to join you, my dear friend.
All right. Well, I always love seeing the speeches you give and the interviews you give and the amazing points you make, especially some of those events you've had with our mutual friend, Gerald Celente. What do you want to get into first? Because you're kind of the master of all this stuff. I mean, wow, everything you warned about decades ago, it's come true. This is crazy.
What you just pointed out in the city of San Francisco, of course, is an edict issued by a health commissioner or by the mayor. It's not a law enacted by the legislature of California. It's not an ordinance enacted by the city government of San Francisco. So the first thing people need to know, and they probably already know this, but I'll remind them of it anyway, is that laws in America can only be written by legislative bodies. Just because a mayor or a governor or the president, although old Joe hasn't gotten around to signing his executive order yet, but just because the chief executive of a governmental unit issues an edict and calls it a law doesn't make it a law. There is no statute, state, federal, or local, anywhere in the United States of America that requires people to be vaccinated or to wear masks. The impetus for all this are edicts issued by the executive branch, commandeering the police to enforce it, and now threatening to keep kids out of school and fire people who work for the government who won't comply with these mandates. Every single one of them is unconstitutional for that reason alone, that they're not enacted by a legislative body.
You know, I don't need to go over your curriculum vitae and the fact that you are a very famous, well-respected judge and all the letters. And what you've spoken about, I mean, I know to be true, but I'm not a lawyer, and on its face, I know that these are edicts. These are out of control, just like Biden said months ago, you got to do it, and never even signed an order. Now, he claims that's coming. So if I know that, don't all these other judges in the Supreme Court that have been going along with this know that? And so why are they doing this?
The only reason I can suspect is fear. I was actually stunned at the midnight decision of the Supreme Court about 3 or 4 days ago involving health care workers in the state of Maine. So these are public and private employees who filed for a religious exemption, whatever their religion is. Their sincerely held religious beliefs prohibit them from taking a vaccine, whether it's because you think there's something in the vaccine that came from an abortion, or because you think it's against your religion to take an experimental drug, which, of course, is against federal law and international law. Whatever the reason is, it's a sincerely held religious belief, and the Supreme Court rejected that. In his dissent, Justice Gorsuch, a Donald Trump appointee, said, wait a minute, aren't we the same Supreme Court that just 6 months ago upheld the religious exemption? So the only thing I can think of is that this is a preliminary ruling, not a final ruling, and not on the merits, but it's dead wrong, because preliminarily, the first freedom in the First Amendment, ask law students, they all say freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. No, it's freedom of religion. So sincerely held religious beliefs trump everything in America. And the Supreme Court recognized that as recently, Alex, as 6 months ago, but 6 days ago, refused to follow its own ruling and is allowing this dictator governor in Maine to get away with another edict. It's not even legislation enacted by the Maine legislature.
And again, that's Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. People think it's the country started over guns or taxes. That was secondary. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was really about religious freedom. People were sick of the Church of England and all the rest of people telling them what they had to do.
People were sick of being told how to worship God. And, Alex, they were taxed in America for the Church of England. When Madison was a congressman at the time, wrote the Bill of Rights, he was determined to build a wall of separation between church and state, and he did so. And the Supreme Court recognized this, as I said, as recently as 6 months ago. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and three synagogues sued then-Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Supreme Court took about 15 minutes to reverse the Cuomo edicts, which limited the number of people who could go into a cathedral. In a 1,200-seat cathedral, limited to 25 people. You have a 400-seat synagogue, he limited it to 25 people. You could put 500 people in Walmart. You could put 500 people in any kind of a large shopping facility, but not a place of worship. The Supreme Court rejected it and said freedom of religion trumps governmental need. Now, why they didn't say it in the vaccine case involving Maine, I don't know. Sometimes I know the way they think.
Why the naked attack, in your opinion, this is a social question, by the left on religion and the First Amendment, just show the censorship, not just going after the churches. They're just totally authoritarian.
Well, the left hates religion because they can't control it. Because it represents a relationship between individuals to God, who is superior to them and their instruments of government. The left was once a strong, there still are some people in the ACLU and some people on the left, but not the AOC crowd. That crowd would just as soon get rid of the First Amendment because it's an obstacle to the furtherance of their goals. Their goals, of course, is to take away our liberty and take away our property and distribute everything to everybody as they think it should be distributed. That, of course, would require them to take away the Constitution and probably to take away our lives before they could get away with that.
All right. I'm excited to have him, Judge Andrew Napolitano, JudgeNap.com. You can find all the great interviews and shows he's doing right there in his books at JudgeNap.com. And he's been really attacked by the left for standing up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Here he is with us now, live. You can also find his YouTube channel, Judging Freedom with Judge Andrew P. Napolitano. Find his show there at JudgeNap.com. We'll be right back to talk about the FBI and their latest behaviors and the plot against the people in Tucker Carlson's new amazing miniseries. I bet the judge has something to say about that. In fact, I know he does. Stay with us. Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated as even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I got to tell you, I said this for many years, the smartest person on Fox News was Judge Andrew Napolitano, because he knew his history. He knew what was going on. And I've got a clip from 2013 where he talks about the history of the FBI being behind almost every domestic terror plot. That's the special, you know, political units. We're not saying the whole FBI is bad, but today, when you see the plot against the governor being run by the FBI in Michigan, And we see the January 6th, clearly feds heavily involved with provocateurs being protected, but nonviolent people still being held in jail. Judge Andrew Napolitano, I know you've got a lot to say on the misdeeds of the Justice Department itself and really what should be done about this, because it's becoming more and more evident it just came out that they hid an HD video they had of Kyle Rittenhouse being shot at before he fires back to defend himself, open and shut. Right to defense here? What's going on?
Well, when the government hides evidence that helps the defendant, that sometimes should induce the trial judge to throw the case out, because you can't have a prosecution by government cheating. Most trial judges will not throw the case out. They'll give the evidence over to defense counsel and give them some time to deal with it. You're probably going to find a little bit more of that in the Rittenhouse case. I can't predict how it's going to end up. But judges know when government starts hiding exculpatory evidence, evidence that helps the defendant or hurts the government's case or does both, then the judges begin to wonder how solid and stable the case is. With respect to the FBI, I mean, you're right on the mark. You and I have discussed this many times. The FBI creates crime. It looks like a crime. Nobody's ever really in danger. They talk some lone wolf into believing that he's going to blow up a subway, for example, in New York City. The FBI provides the money. The FBI provides the incentive. The FBI talks him into it. The FBI brings him to a meeting of supposedly the people that are going to give him the bomb-making materials. They give him something that's talcum powder. He goes to plant it in the subway, and then they arrest him, and then they claim that they have kept us safe. How the hell does the FBI creating a false non-crime, something that they can just boast about, keep us safe? They did the same thing with the governor of Michigan, where there were actual not only undercover people working in behalf of the FBI, but FBI agents themselves acting as provocateurs in the plot against the governor of Michigan. I'm not a fan of the governor of Michigan, but the plot against her was totally concocted by the government, paid for by the government, promoted by the government. When some of the people are now defendants and still in jail, got cold feet, the government agents threatened them. That was a non-crime, and she was never anywhere near having a hair on her head being harmed.
And I would add it was done when she was in major trouble politically, getting caught going out on vacations and trying to, you know, rent boats, but saying, oh, nobody else is allowed to leave their house or go to a lake, but I'm allowed to. I'm the governor, and so give my husband the boat. I mean, this was done at a time to make her look like a victim and make people that were against lockdowns look like terrorists, which, as you know, Judge, Biden put in the official U.S. government policy of anti-terrorism that it's not China, not Russia, not radical Islam. It's the main issue now, but people that question the election, people that question lockdowns. I mean, this is crazy.
You know, it's funny you should say boats with respect to the governor of Michigan. And I know you didn't say this by accident. She had the most draconian lockdown in the country, even worse than here in New Jersey. You couldn't go to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy a garden hose during her lockdown, but you could rent a boat. Isn't that interesting? Her husband's in the business of renting boats.
That's right.
So not only was her edict draconian, unconstitutional, unlawful, and unenforceable, she had carved out an exception for her husband to enrich their family house. Back to the FBI, if we could.
Well, I want to go back to the FBI, but you just reminded me. Remember, he owns a bunch of wineries that also have those fine dinners hosted at them. And it turned out that Governor Newsom left his restaurants open when everybody else's were closed. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's like Lightfoot saying, I'm allowed to get a haircut. You're just not allowed to.
Right, right. I mean, it's simply outrageous that the government would issue an edict, not a law, issue an edict, punish people who don't comply with the edict, but carve out an exception for themselves or for their friends. It's a form of crony capitalism, and it's a form of soft corruption. I don't know if this put money in the governor of Michigan's pocket. I don't know if it put money in Gavin Newsom's pocket. But I know they didn't apply to themselves the same draconian edict that they applied to everybody else.
Absolutely right. Back to the FBI. I mean, I'm sad to see the FBI so discredited and acting like this. I mean, they're just destroying themselves.
When I was on the bench, I tried a number of cases that involved FBI agents. And the FBI agents with whom I came in contact were so decent, so honorable, so strong, so respectful of the Constitution, I would put my life and my fortune in their hands. Today, of course, the FBI is filled with political types who will use the powers of the office to embarrass people that they don't like. I don't know how January 6th started, but I know this. The FBI has undercover people in the crowd who are texting to the FBI as the crowd was maneuvering. And what the undercover people were telling the FBI was radically different from what federal prosecutors have been telling judges. Now, if the federal prosecutors have an FBI undercover agent who's on the scene, who's with the crowd, who's listening to them, who's a member of the Proud Boys, who's interacting with them, and he's saying there's no violence, there's no plan for violence, there's no plan to destroy anything, and the FBI doesn't tell that to federal prosecutors, or the FBI tells federal prosecutors and they don't tell the defendants, we have another Kyle Rittenhouse situation. There's exculpatory evidence, a federal agent on the ground in the scene whose narrative of what he's seeing and hearing is radically different from what prosecutors are telling the federal judge, another basis to throw the prosecution out. But beyond that, beyond whether prosecutors are honest enough to tell defense counsel about exculpatory evidence, what is the FBI doing this for? Were they there to protect people? They didn't protect anybody. Were they there as provocateurs? Well, if they were, they were violating their oath to uphold the statute.
You know, that's I thought that this morning and forgot to make that point on there earlier. That's why you're the judge and I'm not. Yeah, why the hell are they there with infrared watching everybody and cameras on, and then not stopping convicted pedophiles running around shooting guns at people?
Well, if they're there to protect innocent lives and government property, they didn't lift a finger to protect anything. And they knew what was happening as it was happening. They also knew from their very trusted undercover agent, whose name has not been revealed, and I don't know who it was, someone trusted by the Proud Boys and someone trusted by them, that there was no plan for violence, and they didn't tell that to federal prosecutors. How do we know they didn't tell it to federal prosecutors? Because the undercover or the investigative reporters who discovered this undercover agent, his name has not yet been given to defense counsel. At some point, they're going to have to reveal who he is. And a lot of FBI agents are going to be embarrassed when his name comes out and defense counsel interrogates him in public courtroom about what he told the FBI and how they didn't lift a finger to save life or property.
Well, that's another question I've got when we come back. You've got hundreds of people still held, many of which were not even violent, in Guantanamo Bay-like areas in solitary confinement. And they admit that when they come out and say, I hate Trump, okay, we're evil, yeah, we plan to attack it, and lie, then they're being let go. I mean, this is like when our Air Force people would get shot down over Vietnam and be tortured for a couple of years and come out and, you know, lie about America. It's just disgraceful to see this happening.
My piece this week is about torture. We can discuss it when we come back. But last week, for the first time in American history, a victim of 2 years of horrific CIA torture testified about it in an open courtroom, that the government challenged none of it.
Well, let's talk about that and where people can find your article with Judge Andrew Napolitano, JudgeNap.com, when we return. The return of Judge Knapp to the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ramirez, all the way from Austin. His young son, totally healthy, died after he got the second dose of Pfizer. Heart attack, myocarditis. He's testified to the Senate in powerful testimony. We got some of that coming up next hour. Very important as they come after our children. FDA knew about numerous adverse events for children related to Pfizer vaccine, approved anyway. Now in a filed lawsuit that's going to get filed next week. And we just heard preludes to it in the southern, Western District of Texas, with a whistleblower from inside the trials, that they knew it and covered it up. Simply insane. I'll get to that coming up at the start of the next hour. Going back to Judge Andrew Napolitano, you were getting into the FBI, and then you were segueing into the CIA and torture, and a big piece you've got coming out this evening at LouRockwell.com. Tell us about this court case.
So it's actually three events happened in a two-week period, and you didn't see any of this on the front pages. Four Polish intelligence agents tortured a guy who's now at Guantanamo Bay in Poland. And the Polish government is prosecuting them, and the Polish government subpoenaed the records of the torture. The case went all the way to the Supreme Court. The federal prosecutor said to the Supreme Court, we can't reveal, we agree, we acknowledge that torture occurred. It wasn't done by us. CIA was watching, but didn't physically do it. We can't give you the records of it because we have a right to secrecy while we're at war. Whereupon Justice Kavanaugh said, well, wait a minute, what war are we fighting? Alex, this was 2 weeks ago. Federal prosecutor said, we're fighting against the Taliban in Afghanistan, whereupon the courtroom broke out in laughter. Is he the only person on the planet that knows we are no longer fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan? Our departure was front page news for weeks. It was a disaster of monumental proportions. But the government will lie to the Supreme Court in order to hide its dirty secrets. At the same time that was happening, a detainee in Guantanamo was testifying at his sentencing hearing, and he testified for 2.5 hours about the horrific torture visited upon him in Guantanamo, in a foreign country by American CIA agents, which included rape. Yes, rape. He then looked at the jury and said, the more I cooperated, the more they tortured me. When he finished describing the torture, his jury is 8 senior officers of the United States military. When he finished describing the torture, the government refuses to challenge it, meaning for the first time in American history, the American government acknowledges that the Bush-Cheney regime engaged in, provided the means for, authorized, and ordered torture of people.
Wow.
7 of the 8 jurors who are senior members of the military wrote a letter to the judge saying what happened in this case was an attack on the fiber of everything America stands for. This is
and twofold. Nobody even heard about this in the news. I saw it, forgot to even cover it because it's so passe that the government tortures. And at the same time, the U.S. government didn't even deny it. Which, why is that a problem? Well, now they're doing it to January 6th detainees in the United States of America. They're setting the precedent to torture us.
The while that was happening, a federal judge in Washington was ruling on a habeas corpus petition of a guy who's been at Guantanamo Bay for 14 years. Habeas corpus is a fancy phrase for show me the evidence against me. The judge looks at the prosecutors and says, there's no evidence against him. I'm going to release him today. So why did it take 14 years for this judge to be able to evaluate this evidence? Because Justice Department's under 4 presidents, 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats, kept persuading the courts, not this judge, but other judges, to delay the hearing until they could find evidence against him. Well, that's not the way it works. If you don't have evidence against him at the time of his arrest, you don't have a basis for arresting him. You can't hold him for 14 years and then hope and pray and delay until you can find evidence
against him. And Judge Andrew Bolsonaro, let's talk about this. Well, what's so horrifying is that now, as you know, the new official policy of Biden is that conservatives, Christians, people protesting elections, people protesting lockdowns, that they are terrorists and that similar things should be done. And, you know, and even mainstream news puts up graphics saying that this is terrorism to question elections or things like that. They're really trying to do this. So how do we counter this? What do we do with this level of tyranny?
This is an extremely dangerous time in American history. And it began under Bush against Cheney. George Bush was told, Guantanamo Bay is in Cuba. The Constitution doesn't apply in Cuba. The federal laws don't apply in Cuba. And best of all, Mr. President, those pesky federal judges can't second guess what you do in Cuba. Well, the Supreme Court dispatched all 3 of those arguments in 1 opinion. A first-year law student would know not to make those arguments. Wherever the government goes, the Constitution goes with it. But they did begin to inculcate this argument that these people are terrorists and therefore they have less rights than the rest of us. That's the danger you're talking about, because the Attorney General of the United States, a former life-tenured federal appellate judge, has begun to refer to the people on January 6th as terrorists. I don't care what he calls him, but if he calls, but if he thinks that calling them terrorists somehow diminishes their rights, he has profoundly rejected the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, all of which he has sworn to uphold.
Well, that brings me to this. I mean, you were against...
come from our humanity, Alex. They don't come from the government. It doesn't matter where your mother was born, which determines your rights. The fact that you are a human being gives you these basic natural rights that the government is obliged to protect and defend.
Wow, you're really on fire there, Judge. You're absolutely right, obviously. And that leads me to this final point. What do we do about the liberals? They used to not like NSA spying. They used to not like torture and war. Now they were mad at Trump who was trying to pull us out of all these wars. And now they're calling for all of us to be arrested as terrorists, a big tech censoring us. I mean, the Democratic Party celebrates George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush. They celebrate Colin Powell lying about anthrax. I mean, what in the world happened to the average liberal out there? Because I didn't agree with them on the Second Amendment or other things, but at least they said they didn't want torture. Now they love it.
There's no moderate Democrats anymore. I shouldn't say there's no. There's very few. There is Joe Manchin and folks like that. But the Democratic Party, and listen, I taught law school with Joe Biden. This is 35 years ago when he was a member of Congress in Delaware Law School. He was, and in my view, is a moderate, middle-of-the-road Democrat. But today he has been pulled so far to the left because the Democratic Party has moved so far to the left. Terry McAuliffe was once a moderate Democrat. He got trounced in his effort to return to the governor's mansion in Virginia because he pandered to the left and the people in Virginia saw through that. The farther left the Democratic Party goes, the less appeal it has. And I don't know what we can do because right now, they're running the show. They control the House of Representatives, and but for the personal courage of Joe Manchin, who, by the way, is Italian. I don't know what the real name is. He told me he would take me to Italian restaurants in West Virginia. I sort of laughed.
But Manchin is an Italian name. I looked it up.
It's hard to imagine where we'd be without somebody of his personal courage. So we have dark times ahead of us, Alex. Maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel, but there's much darkness to come first. That's one of the reasons I'm so animated.
Well, listen, join us again soon. And I know you got your own show. We all love it. And please come in here and host an hour anytime you want. God bless you. JudgeNab.com. Thank you, Judge.
All the best, Alex. Thank you.
Wow, great to have him back with us. Great to have him here on the show. All right, we got another great guest host coming up, but I've got to get to this testimony in front of the Senate by Ernest Ramirez is powerful. And a few other things. Separately, it takes money to fight the globalists. They're trying to shut us down. You're so awesome supporting us. I appreciate you all when you order products at InfoWars Store. Plus, they're amazing. And right now, we make it easy. We're ready to ship the products, whether it's storable food, water filters, air filters, books, films, Patriot t-shirts. We got the new Let's Go Brandon t-shirts in. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points and a bunch of great items that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock, ladies and gentlemen, like Ultimate Bone Broth, not just with the concentrated high-quality chicken bone broth that's so good for your joints, your immune system, your whole body, and your bones, but also it's got the chaga mushroom and the bee pollen and the really big dose of turmeric. It's really first class. InfoWarsStore.com. It's discounted right now. And Rainforest Plus, the great nootropic, sold out for 8 months. 50% off, Ultra 12, unprecedented, 60% off, and dozens of other supplements and great items discounted up to 60%. InfoWarsStore.com, and you are literally helping lead the fight against the New World Order and having a giant effect. I mean, I'm telling you, all glory goes to God. Hour number four, straight ahead. Great job to this crew, and great job to our affiliates.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta.
Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.